morning and welcome this 25th day of July to Gates Presbyterian Church. A few announcements as we get started. This would be an excellent time, if you have not already done so, to silence your cell phones. Go ahead, take them out. Just double check if you would like. Also, the deacons here at Gates Presbyterian Church, along with the Blystone family, would like to extend an invitation to everyone for a reception following the worship service and the interment that will take place down in Fellowship Hall. Immediately following the service, we will exit this door out into the Memorial Garden for the interment. All are welcome, but if you would prefer just to greet the family down in Fellowship Hall, you may. Friends, today we do one of the most difficult of all things. We gather to mourn the passing of a man, a husband, a father, and a friend, and to commend Scott Blystone into God's care. Grief is never an easy burden to bear, and never more so than when it comes to us unexpectedly. It causes to arise within us many questions about ourselves, what we might or might not have done to make things different, questions about our loved one and just what he was experiencing during all his days, and questions about God and God's goodness. With all of these questions, with any doubts in our hearts, and also with our memories and our stories, our laughter and our tears, all the feelings we had for Scott, we hear the words of Scripture that Jesus spoke to his disciples before his death and resurrection. Come unto me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So we come today with our grief and our pain, and we come to ask God to take our burden from us and give us in its place the burden Christ spoke of. We come in the hope that the shadow of death might be turned into the light of a new day. Please join with me in a time of prayer. Eternal God, we acknowledge the uncertainty of our life on earth. We are given a mere handful of days, and our span of life seems nothing in your sight. All flesh is as grass, and all its beauty is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades, but your word will stand forever. In this is our hope, for you are our God. Even in the valley of the shadow of death, you are with us. Holy God, help us to see how precious each moment is, that we may live with gratitude. Turn now your ear to our cries of sorrow and despair. Hear our prayers of yearning. Do not be silent at our tears, for we live as wanderers before you, seeking your comfort and your guidance. Be our refuge now and always. Amen. And now, as you are comfortable and able, please stand for the call to worship that is printed in your bulletin. For each one of us, Jesus came into the world. For us, he lived, showed God's love. For us, he suffered the darkness of Calvary and cried at the last, "It is accomplished." For each one of us, he triumphed over death and rose in newness of life. We belong to God. And the words of Scripture are fulfilled.
We love because God loves us first.
Amen.
may be seated. Our first scripture reading comes from the familiar and comforting words of the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths for his name's sake, and even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod, your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies, and you anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Our second reading of the word comes from the New Testament in Paul's letter to the church in Rome. Paul writes that I believe that the present suffering is nothing compared to the coming glory that is going to be revealed to us. The whole creation waits breathless with anticipation for the revelation of God's sons and daughters. Creation was subjected to frustration not by its own choice. It was the choice of the one who subjected it, but in hope that the creation itself will be set free from slavery to decay and brought into this glorious freedom of God's children. We know that the whole creation is groaning together and suffering labor pains up until now. It's not only the creation. We ourselves who have the Spirit as the first crop of the harvest also groan inside, and we wait to be adopted and for our bodies to be set free. We were saved in hope. If we see what we hope for, that isn't hope. Who hopes for what they already see? But if we hope for what we don't see, we wait for it with patience. So in all these things, we win in a sweeping victory through the one who loved us. So I am convinced that nothing can separate us from God's love in Jesus Christ our Lord. Not death or life, not angels or rulers, nor present things or future things, not powers or height or depth or any other thing that is created. In preparing reflections for today's service, I was reminded of a commercial that appeared a few years ago with the voice of a timid little girl who said that there are man-eating sharks in every ocean, but we still swim. Every second somewhere in the world, lightning strikes, but we still play in the rain. And her voice goes on to get stronger, more defiant, as she says, because I think deep down, we know all the bad things that can happen in life, and they can't stop us from making our lives good. And what is moving about this, I think, is that sense of defiant hope you can hear in her both fragile and powerful voice. Powerful because it creates new possibilities, and in being shared, grows in the world. And this is a hope that is not to be confused with optimism. For while optimism assumes that things will soon get better, hope testifies that whether things get better or worse, yet ultimately, God's good will for us and all of creation will prevail. And rooted in that promise, in that hope, we can live this day the best that we can. And I believe that this was true for Scott. He lived with a hope that no matter how good or life bad was in that moment, nothing could separate him from the love of God. Scott Allen Blystone was born October 23rd to Dorothy and Allen Blystone in LaPorte, Indiana. Scott was an only child who grew up under the watchful, if not strict, care of his mother and father. He had many good memories of road trips and traveling with his parents. As a young man, he met his first wife. They welcomed into the world three children, Renee and Robert and Richard. New opportunities for schooling, to be near family, would bring them here to Western New York, but this transition would not be an easy one. Scott would struggle with his marriage ending and not being able to see his children as often as he would like. But Scott would continue in the midst of these challenges to live each day the best he could, hanging on to the assurance of the love God had for him. A quiet, persistent sort of love that flows freely from God and restores the soul. A love that is with us when we face the darkest valleys in life and assures us that nothing will separate us from that love. A love that overflows from who God created each and every one of us to be. A love that did indeed follow Scott all the days of his life, and in his new life in Christ even now. A love he shared with his wife, Betty. And a love that many of you experienced through Scott as you have come here to celebrate and give thanks for his life this day. Perhaps you knew Scott as a family member, or you came to know him through a shared interest as a Mason or an avid ham radio enthusiast, or even a Chicago Cubs fan. Your paths may have crossed as members of Gates Presbyterian Church, where Scott served here as an elder and offered his skills in computers. This is how I first met Scott. He had a brilliant mind, and I was always amazed at his ability to fix whatever it was that was wrong with my computer. Scott enjoyed teaching people about how to do this and equipping them with the tools they needed to do their jobs well. And so I wonder today what kind of tools we need to say goodbye to him. What tools do we turn to that will ease our pain and move us into the days ahead? God has given us some direction. Familiar words from the book of Ecclesiastes note that there is a season for everything under heaven. A time to remember, a time to weep, and a time to heal. So one tool is our memory. In these days, it is helpful to recall the fond memories of life on this earth we had with Scott. It is to open the memory bank of the mind and share those common experiences which were meaningful in shaping of life and in which life was found to be meaningful. Betty remembers him as a caring, fun person. They loved traveling to Cape Cod and to Maine. Scott even found a way to share in Betty's love of hiking by picking up his camera to capture the beauty he saw along the way. Scott had a unique way of capturing life that was beautiful and unique and humorous. Many of you loved the jokes that Scott would share on Facebook, and the creative way of telling the stories of his beloved puppy, Olivia. What many of you may not know is that Betty and Scott's Cavalier King Charles had her own Twitter account with over 1,000 followers. Scott was a man blessed by those who loved him in so many unique ways. And at this time, I invite us all into a moment of silence to reflect on a memory of Scott that is meaningful for you. Treasure chest of memory is one of God's precious tools to help us grieve. And certainly this is a time to weep. God has given us the gift of tears. I believe they help us cleanse our spirits. One religious leader remarked upon reflecting on the death of his son, said that tears flowing freely from the deep well of the soul ring a cleansing and lead to the fresh waters of life. Tears come from deep within us to cleanse and to purge and to open the way for fresh waters of life, living waters of faith. Faith is also a tool that brings healing. God has promised to be with us. In fact, God has come to be near us in God's Son, Jesus, and it is in faith in him, his life-saving death and resurrection, that is what gives us such great hope. Because we are told that God loves us enough to give his Son, that believing in him, we might have life, life in his name. So this is a time to look to faith, to find renewal in our commitments and in our believing. And one of the last tools we have is God's promise that nothing will separate us from God's love, not death, nor anything in this life or the life to come. No matter what, God promises to be with us. And in death, God holds us in God's loving arms. We know and believe that there is no better place to be than in the arms of God, safe and surrounded and held in love. This may be the place where we find comfort and hope, knowing that for Scott, pain and suffering of this physical life has ended. And in the completion of his baptism, Scott now lives fully in the promises of God's love for him. Amen. Thank you. us join our hearts together now in a time of prayer. O God, before whom generations rise and pass away, we praise you for all your beloved children who, having lived this life in faith, now live eternally with you. Especially we thank you for your son, Scott. We praise you for the gift of his life and for all in him that was good and kind and faithful. For the grace you gave him that kindled in him love for you and his family. Thank you for Scott's commitment to his family, especially his love for his wife, Betty, and for his children, Renee and Robert and Richard. Hold now and sustain the Blystone family. And Holy One, we thank you today that for Scott, pain has ended and that he has now entered the joy you have prepared. May he at last know peace and healing. We ask that you redeem all pain. Make vivid all good memories and let them all be at peace in the power of your redeeming love. Lift heavy sorrow and give them all good hope in Jesus, so we may bravely walk our earthly way and look forward to glad reunion in the life to come. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who taught us to pray together using the words of our own traditions, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us as we forgive. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever.
Thank you. morning. To the loved ones of our brother Scott Blystone, we, as free and accepted Masons, consider a duty and an honor to say farewell to our brothers by performing the ceremony that follows this page. We hope that you can feel the Lodge's heartfelt grief at your loved one's passing. Not everyone attending his service may have known him personally, but as brother Masons, we can state that we knew what he believed in and held dear about our Masonic teachings. If there is anything the Lodge can do for you, please do not hesitate to contact us. We hope our efforts at this farewell ceremony touched your heart and helped you believe that your loved one was involved with a special organization. My brothers and friends, let us console ourselves with these brief words of understanding and comfort. Thus saith the Lord, refrain thy voice from weeping and thine eyes from tears, for thy work shall find its reward, and there is hope for thy latter end. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, and whose heart are the highways to thy will. Passing through the valley of weeping, they turn to a fountain of strength, yes, into a rain shower abundant with blessing. Thus they go on from strength to strength until each appeareth before thee in Zion. They shall come with mourning, but I will lead them with tender mercy. I will turn their weeping into joy. I will comfort them and make them rejoice after their sorrow. My brothers and friends, in keeping with custom of free and accepted Masons, we are united in this moment of sorrow to bid farewell to our brother Scott Blystone. It is well that we pause to ask God's blessings upon us, for only in him can we find strength and hope. Let us pray. Almighty God, grant us thy blessing as we meet on this solemn occasion. Help us to look beyond the sadness of this moment to the light of hope and light and hope of tomorrow. Thou knowest we are weak and unable to stand alone. Fill us then with the power and comfort of thy presence, that we may say with assurance, as did Job of old in his grief, "The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen." Our brother became a free and accepted Mason on June 24th, 1998, in Clio Lodge number 779. He left our earthly family to unite with the heavenly family on July 21st, 2019. While we mourn his loss from our fraternal fellowship, we rejoice that we are citizens of two worlds. He has preceded us and has joined our host of brethren in that other world where God, who is the Father and Master of us all, awaits his coming. Always when we stand in the presence of death, we are tempted to ask the question, as did the prophet of old, "If a man die, shall he live again?" How empty our lives would be if there was no answer to this question. But God, in his infinite mercy, has given us the greatest gift of all, the promise to dwell in our hearts when we diligently seek him. And from that depth within each of us, we have always found the faith that sustains us, even in the darkest and most difficult moments. So we can say with certainty that just as surely as the questions of fear and doubt arise in our minds, so comes the assurance that life does not end with death. Our Masonic belief bears testimony that man is a citizen of two worlds, that only eternity can fulfill the dreams and hopes and ideals within each of us, that a lifetime on earth is not enough, that God in his infinite wisdom has plans far beyond our comprehension. Plans that could not end in death. This faith sustains us and helps dispel the fears that surround us in death. Because our brother Scott Blystone was a Mason, we know that this was his belief. The immortality of the soul was part of his spiritual vocabulary. He walked and worked and lived against the background of eternity. He believed that the God who created him and sustained him in life would not abandon him in death. This white apron is known as the lambskin. It is the badge of a Mason. Its whiteness served to remind our departed brother of the innocence and purity of a righteous life. It reminds us that our brother's earthly labors are finished. He has laid aside the working tools of life. May the record of our lives and actions be as pure and spotless as this fair emblem, which will now be placed on the coffin or on the table of our departed brother. This sprig of acacia is the emblem of our faith in the immortality of the soul. The evergreen leaves are symbolic of the conviction that life will continue to flourish, even after death, and that one day we shall be united in the house of many mansions, eternal in the heavens. The sprig of acacia will now be placed on the table of our departed brother. Let us pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, from whom we come, in whom we live and move and have our being, and unto whom we return, we thank thee for the gift of life, for its wonders and mysteries, for its friendships and fellowships. We thank thee for the ties that bind us one to another, for the meaning which lies hidden even in the heart of sorrow and grief, and for thy guiding hand along the way of our pilgrimage. We give thanks to thee for this thy servant, recalling all in him that made others love him. We thank thee for the good and gracious influence in his home and training, for all the goodness and truth that have passed from his life into the lives of others and have made the world richer for his presence. We pray for those hearts which are heaviest and who in this moment need thee more than ever. Guide them and bless them and lead them into that unfaltering trust that life does not end with death, that the Father who made us will care for us beyond the bounds of vision, even as he has cared for us in this earthly world. We pray for a renewal of the gifts of faith, patience, and enduring love in all of us. Help us to walk amid the things of this world with eyes open to the beauty and glory of the eternal. Amen. To you, the immediate family, relatives, and friends of our departed brother, we extend our deepest sympathy. We cannot feel the emptiness in your hearts. We can only urge that you turn to God, who alone can give you the strength to sustain you in this hour. Believe that there is a land of pure delight where saints immortal reign, and sing with the psalmist, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." May God grant you peace and keep you under his wing. There is no death. What we call death is but a sudden change. Because we know not where it leads, therefore it doth seem strange. There is no death. What we call death is but a lasting sleep. They wake not soon who slumber so. Therefore we mourn. We weep. There is no death. What we call death is but a surcease from strife. They do not die whom we call dead. They go from life to life. We close this service with familiar and comforting words from the Bible. Let us pray. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.
Now, if you would please rise in body and spirit. God has given us life, and through Christ we have been given new life. We now commend Scott Allen Blystone to God's merciful care in the faith of Christ our Lord, who died and rose again to save us, and who now lives and reigns with God and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the knowledge and love of God and God's Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, remain with you now and always. Alleluia. Amen.